Sports Minutes with Ilya Danker and Ziaul Roshan.
Money FM 89.3. It is now time for Sports Minutes. Ilya Danker together with Ziaul Roshan. We were discussing this last week, right? And this whole notion of underrepresentation in certain sports.
Yep, certainly. And I think that goes beyond just race, right? There's the gender equality that
ability
many
as well.
Exactly. So various different abilities. So it's all about making sport care a bit more, I guess.
To be inclusive. And this is on the back of quite an amazing event that happened yesterday.
Organized by the Migrant Workers Center. And it's a bodybuilding competition for migrant workers. They are very, very fit. Because part of their job is manual as well. They are buff. So might as well put them in a competition and let them have a bit of fun.
No, I'm really glad you brought this up. I mean, it's such a great conversation we're going to have. And I know you tracked down some people that we can speak to.
Yep, I certainly did. I got in touch with Migrant Workers Center and they put forward the Assistant Director of RC Operations, T. Nakulan, who joins us on the call. Nakulan, good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us, how was Sunday's event?
Oh, it was a resounding success. We didn't realize that, you know, this sport is this popular with the migrant workers. So when we first put out this publicity materials for this bodybuilding competition late last year, there was a huge response from the migrant worker community. When they all came on board, we were very excited, just as much as them. So on event day, we realized we had more than 40 of these participants taking part, flexing their muscles on stage. And then we had a huge crowd, you know, close to almost 5,000 migrant workers in our RC.
Wow.
Having a look at this competition.
I'm so happy you guys did this. I've got a smile on my face just talking to you. But why did you choose the sport of bodybuilding?
Because usually for migrant workers, the sports tournaments that are always, you know, always organized for them are usually, you know, cricket, futsal, volleyball. That seems to be very popular with migrant workers also. I mean, we have noticed over the years when we visit dorms, there are huge numbers of migrant workers, right, who actually spend time keeping fit, engaging in the sport of bodybuilding. So then we thought, why not? It would make sense to just have a bodybuilding competition.
Wow, that's really heartwarming to know, Nakulan. Good on MWC for making this possible. Now, one thing I want to pick up on is you said you often pick up on other sports they participate in terms of volleyball, futsal and stuff like that. What is it about these sports that gives the migrant workers a bit of happiness in what is otherwise a very arduous life?
Cricket is like a national sport, in Bangladesh and in India. It's widely played. Kabaddi is another sport that is widely also played in the south of India. So these sports, right, you rightfully mentioned, from their daily arduous lifestyle, most of them engage in very manual labor and all. So on Sundays, I think it makes a good opportunity for them to come together with their friends, engage in these sports, take their mind off work, unwind a little. Time and again, we are also constantly on the lookout for other sports that they can engage in, apart from these usual sports activities.
When it comes to such sports activities, do you think there's a bit of an underrepresentation? Is that what you guys are trying to do to make things more inclusive?
Yes. Underrepresentation, in that aspect, MWC, we, over the years, right, we've been working really very hard, to advocate for fair resolution and the assertion of migrant worker rights. Right, we've been doing this tirelessly over the years. Even prior to COVID, if I may say so, with data that we have collected, we know for sure that we've been attending to at least 4,000 grievances of 4,000 cases of grievances of migrant workers prior to COVID. Yeah, so after COVID, they not only have employment related issues. There have been also a lot of pandemic-related issues that these migrant workers have faced. And I can safely say that, we have attended to a lot more than this number of cases that I mentioned before, right? In current times, we have attended a lot more. So in that aspect, I can safely say that, we are working very hard to ensure that they are rightfully represented and their voices are always heard in society.
Thank you for putting this event together to raise awareness and fight underrepresentation to some levels. We've been speaking to T. Nakulan, Assistant Director of Recreational Operations at the MWC.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Sports Minutes on Money FM 89.3.